John chapter 4, verses 26 through 30. Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What are you seeking?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I have done. Is this not the Christ?" They went out of the city and came to him.
After the woman heard that the Lord Jesus was the Christ who was coming, she believed. There was a great change in her life. She left her water pot, went into the city, and gave her living testimony to the people. This testimony brought in a marvelous harvest. The Samaritan woman was turned in an instant. In the past, beyond our belief, we have seen many people turn in such a way. The Lord's way to turn people is in the spirit, in the way of life, not in the way of education. However, when the Lord regenerates people, he makes them a new creation. Although the Samaritan woman was so immoral, low, and deep in sin, she was turned within a fraction of a second. Her whole life was changed. She went to the people and said, "Come, see a man who told me all that I have done. Is this not the Christ?" This indicates that the woman believed that Jesus was the Christ, and that by believing, she received the living water and was satisfied. She was certain that Jesus was the Christ, and the Spirit came into her. Once a young wife of a highly educated man said to me, "Sir, I am much influenced by your preaching and desire to believe in Christ, but I have a problem. I like to go to the theaters and see the operas. If I am going to be a Christian, I'm willing to give up all of my bad habits. But there is one thing that I cannot give up. That is the dramas and operas. This I could not give up. What shall I do?" She was very serious. I prayed that the Lord will give me wisdom. Finally, I said, "Suppose your little child is fond of a dangerous knife that is in his hand. What is the best way to take that knife out of his hands?" She said, "That would be easy to do, if you would scatter a lot of candy on the floor around him." I asked how that would help, and she replied, "The child would drop the knife in order to take the candy. Unless his two hands were full of candy, he would not drop the knife, even if you told him to." I commended her on her answer and said, "Do you realize that once you receive Christ, the same thing will happen to you?" Immediately, she became clear and was saved that very night. Why people are thirsting after so many things other than Christ? Simply because they are not satisfied with Christ. If they were satisfied with Christ, all of the other things would be forgotten.